The Lord calls us to a life of trust. Can you trust me with all that concerns you, with your life, and my work in you to make you useful and serviceable in his kingdom? Oh, Lord, in that present situation that you find yourself in, can you trust the Lord to resolve matters, to solve and give direction? Can you trust me, the Lord says. I had an experience only once that I ran into a man with my automobile, my car. It was on a Sunday evening. We were on our way to church. It was getting dark, and it was rainy, and I have to use the 80th Street. Now, you don't know. You've never been in Glendale, perhaps. But anyway, you have to come up. There's a rise there, and then you come up to Cooper Avenue, where it flattens out. Then you can see what is on the avenue there. And so we were coming and along, and it came up, and then all at once we both said, "A man." And there he was, and I struck him. Now, I didn't think that the Lord was put me here to destroy people, but to save them. I had good conversation with his wife for a couple of days, and I regretted what had happened. But I trust that everything would be well in the end. And so, after a few days, that was cut off because the matter got into the hands of the lawyers. And so I couldn't speak with her. They had taken him to Wyckoff Heights Hospital, and we had a number of nurses that worked there. I would call and ask, you know, you can ask about the patient, what his condition is, and it was always serious and getting worse or something like that. What was not very comforting. But the interesting thing is the Lord spoke a word into my heart immediately. Thou hast thrust sore, let's see, from the 118th Psalm, I think it's the same verse. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. It was a little difficult time for me at that, in that time, in that Miss Schutte, who worked with me, had passed away. Now I was alone. But the Lord helped me. He gave me that word right away, which suggested to me that everything was going to turn out well. He was helping me. And I went to Canarsie on the Monday, that was a Sunday when this happened. They were having their annual meetings. And Brother Bowers, he from the 14th Psalm, or rather chapter of John, where it says, "Let not your heart be troubled." It was he spoke on that, and it seemed as if the Lord was speaking right to me. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't be troubled about this matter. And so the Lord encouraged me to look to him and trust him to resolve it. And then in the Bread of Life, that was the paper that Brother Gordon Gardner edited. And at that time, they had little things. Every day there was a saying, short saying, to encourage us. And here it was. I'm going to resolve this matter in due time, and I'm doing a good job. So again, the Lord encouraged me to trust him. Look to him to resolve this matter. And so it was. The matter was resolved out of court. And I saw the man, shook his hand, and saw that he was doing well. I was sorry for what had occurred. But The Lord helped me to put my trust in Him. I want to learn that better. It was a chorus that I learned up here. Trusting Thee more, trusting Thee more. May every day find me trusting Thee more. Clouds may surround me, or cares may surround me, and clouds hover o'er, but keep me, dear Jesus, still trusting Thee more. It's a way of trust, trusting Jesus, trusting Jesus. I want to trust Him more, that He might perfect His work in me and fulfill His own good design and purpose for me. There's something yet the Lord, I believe, the Lord wants me to do. So I have to humble myself, look to Him, and trust Him to perfect that work which He has begun. And He wants us as well to trust Him. Trust Him. There is a good design. There is a purpose. He wants to use you in His service, in His kingdom. There's a place that only you can fill. You know, when, for example, Miss Schutte went to be with the Lord, there were those that thought they could fill her place. But you cannot fill another person. Your place is uniquely yours. And there we got it's service with Him. He's with us. He's for us. Praise the Lord. So I want to learn to trust Him more. Jesus, satisfy your heart with me by making me just what you want me to be. You know that chorus? Trusting Thee more, trusting Thee more. May every day find me trusting Thee more. Cares may surround me and clouds hover o'er, but keep me, dear Jesus, trusting Thee more, yes. All right, now let's do it together, all right? Trusting Thee more, trusting Thee more. May every day find me trusting Thee more. Cares may surround me and clouds hover o'er, but keep me, dear Jesus, still trusting Thee more. Well, the Lord told me once, He said, nothing by any means can hurt you. Everything must work for good. So I look for the good in whatever occurs. There's a good design in whatever God allows and permits. Maybe it's a deeper confidence in Him and a deeper trust. So let's trust Him today to accomplish His will throughout the camp for all those who are on these grounds. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.